Welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, I'm going to play an interview that I recorded last weekend. I was down at the Greenwich Concours d'Elegance and had some intentions of doing a live remote down there, but quite often in radio world, in the land of radio and doing remotes, sometimes things don't line up, and that was the case. So we weren't able to go live, but I collected a number of different interviews. Spent some time with Wayne Carini, the host of Chasing Classic Cars on the Velocity Channel. We'll play that interview in the coming weeks. And also talked to a number of different representatives from various car companies. And the interview that we're going to be playing today, which is an interview I did with a gentleman from the Chubb Insurance Company, the Vice President of U.S. Marketing. Chubb is one of the collector car insurance companies out there, and interesting to learn a little bit more about that company. Also coming up in this hour of the broadcast, reporting live from the Lake Auction. The just-concluded Lake Auction in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is Bob Sellers, the general manager for Reliable Carriers, one of our great sponsors here on the broadcast. And it's his first time, actually, I believe, in the state of Oklahoma, and the first time attending this classic car event. So we'll get his reaction to that. Coming up in hour number two, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we are going to be joined by Paul Eisenstein from the great website, thedetroitbureau.com. That's my daughter Lucy in the background, as you're probably well used to right now. But we'll talk about some of the big stories making headlines in the world of automobiles in the past week. Also coming up is Don Jones from theoldcarguys.com. And if you're going to be with us for the full shebang of Auto World, in the third hour, we'll be joined by a representative from the Ford Motor Company, telling us about a tour that they're doing around North America, hitting 13 cities. It's called the EcoBoost Challenge, and we'll also be chatting with the gentleman who has the website, TotalCarScore.com, esteemed automotive journalist Carl Brower. And speaking of Carl, one of the subjects that I want to talk to Carl about a little bit later on is something that happened this week in the world of automobiles, and that's the new Toyota Corolla, which was introduced for 2014. But before we do that, I'm going to throw out a trivia question just to get things kind of kicked into gear here. Our toll-free line is available to you at 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by, ready to take your calls. And also, you can reach out via the email bob@boblongradio.com. All right, here's the question. Are you ready for this? James Bond movies quite often feature some pretty fancy rides, but let's focus in on one of the great James Bond movies from many years ago, Goldfinger. What was the brand of car that James Bond drove in the movie Goldfinger? The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we'll leave it out there like that. And then if we don't get a bunch of people calling in and people emailing, I'll give you some hints. But Goldfinger was the movie. James Bond drove this particular brand of vehicle. What brand of vehicle was it? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. One of the big stories in the world of automobiles in this past week was the unveiling at an unusual locale, the 2014 Toyota Corolla. Normally, as I quite often talk about here on the broadcast, the car companies like to use the major auto shows for here in North America, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, and New York, to show off their wares for the first time to journalists and to the world. They also do it on the international scale at big events like Paris and Geneva and Frankfurt and Tokyo, etc. But Toyota bypassed all that. There have been a couple of cases in recent times where car companies have unveiled new product outside of the traditional venues. Ford, as a matter of fact, unveiled the Ford Explorer first online at Facebook. So that was new, kind of cutting-edge technology. Well, what Toyota did was they just held a private event out in California for select members of the journalist community and took the wraps off this vehicle. Very important vehicle for Toyota. If you're certainly not familiar with the Corolla, it's one of their best-selling models. And historically, in the past few years, it surpassed, actually, the Volkswagen Bug as being the biggest-selling vehicle of all time. So it's a very, very important vehicle for the brand. At the Detroit Auto Show this past January, they showed off a concept vehicle. They called it the Furia. And this production vehicle very much is a derivative of that. It's not quite as bold. However, it still maintains the same general overall look. Bottom line, in my opinion, is the best-looking Toyota Corolla they have ever done. In the history of Toyota, they've really never done a good-looking Corolla, in my opinion. This one is the closest yet, and the reason why they're doing that is that they're feeling the heat. Ford is doing very, very well with their Focus and Fiesta, and Hyundai and Kia have some very good cars in that entry-level price category as well. The Hyundai Accent, for example, that's also doing extremely well. And these are much more stylish vehicles. And so I think Toyota was forced to place a lot more attention on styling. And this is something that we're seeing with the entire Toyota brands. Scion, certainly they've got their best-looking vehicle ever to date on the road right now, the FRX sports car. And Lexus, which is always the top of the list on quality and reliability, but they've lost some traction in recent years. So Lexus is putting a big push on styling and injecting or at least offering a sporty edition of each one of their vehicles. And that's something that we never saw from the Lexus brand before. But it's out there on the internet. You can check it out at some great sites such as MotorTrend.com, DetroitBureau.com. We'll talk to Paul Eisenstein in hour number two of the broadcast about it. But it's a much more athletic-looking design for the Corolla. The wheels are pushed out to the corners of the car. And I'm still not a fan of the front, but the rear treatment is also very sporty. And I think Toyota is going to do quite well and maybe capture some of that lost ground that they've encountered in recent times, because right now the number one best-selling car in the world is the Ford Focus. The Ford Focus is sold all over the world, the same Focus that we have here in North America, and it just bypassed and took over that number one ranking from the Corolla. So Toyota is feeling the heat, and they have responded, and it'll be interesting to get Paul's take in hour number two of the broadcast. 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. That's our contact line. What a car did James Bond first drive in Goldfinger? That's a little hint for you. Which car brand did James Bond first drive in Goldfinger? Give us a call. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer than you need, Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door's weak points, comes in 3 colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
My pappy said, "Son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln."
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard We're back story live the all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us here on the broadcast, and we're going to hold off on that interview that I did at the Greenwich Concours with the gentleman from Chubb Insurance, because you guys on the other side of the radio come first. We've had a bunch of people call in on the trivia question, and the question is, once again, which car did James Bond first drive in Goldfinger? Which car brand, to be more specific, did James Bond first drive in Goldfinger? 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. 660-4261. Whoever comes up with the answer to that question, we're going to send you a prize. Actually, the Busted Knuckle Garage is going to send you a prize direct from the Busted Knuckle Garage. And just to give Warren Tracy a little bit of a plug here, you know, if you're thinking about Father's Day gift ideas, graduation gift ideas, Warren has got, in my opinion, the best automotive motorcycle gift products out there. I mean, from $10 to multiple hundreds of dollars, he's got some really cool stuff. BustedKnuckleGarage.com is his website. Okay, let's go to the caller lines. Let's see if I can get this to work, Matt. Let's go first to Roger joining us in Oregon. Let's see if we can put number 3 on the air. Looks like it's being a little sticky here. So, Matt, let's punch up number 3. Roger, welcome to Auto World. How are you doing? Roger, are you with us, listening in Oregon? Going once. Roger, are you there? Going once, going twice, going 3 times. Let's move to Jim, listening on Newstalk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Hey there, Jim. Welcome in on line 1. Let's see if I can punch Jim up. Looks like Matt's going to take care of that for me. And we'll get Jim on the air. Jim, can you hear me? How you doing? Thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World.
I'm going to say Aston Martin.
Aston Martin is, in fact, correct. Congratulations. And certainly there have been a ton of movies where James Bond has driven Aston Martin. It's the car most associated with James Bond, but that was the first one. So you are a very astute gentleman, to say the least. Let me ask you my questions that I always tend to ask folks when I get the chance, and that's number 1, your dream new car and your dream classic car. If you could have either one or both, what would you choose?
My dream classic would be the original Mustang. I was born on the same day that it was introduced by Lee Iacocca.
Very good.
And then my current favorite would be, I would like to get the new line Porsche.
Very good. Yes. Which particular Porsche would you like?
Oh, I'd say anything. Black. I just like them.
Oh, they're beautiful vehicles. They're very jewel-like in the way that they're put together. Well, outstanding. Well, hang on the line, and not only are we going to get you the prize for the Busted Knuckle Garage, but we're also going to throw in some free samples of the Wash Drops product that you hear me blabbering about here on the broadcast. So we're going to need your name and address and your telephone number. So hold on for producer Matt, and he will get all that information from you. Thank you, Jim, and thanks to everybody listening out there right now on Newstalk 1540 KXEL. We so appreciate you and all of our other great affiliates around North America. Auto World is growing by leaps and bounds in recent times, and I'm very, very thankful, to say the least, for that, and I'm going to continue to push forward to get more people on board here, radio station-wise. And also want to remind you guys, I do have a free podcast, if you're into that kind of stuff, free podcast available in the iTunes Music Store under AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. It includes this show and includes some other stuff that I do as well. So check that one out. Let's continue playing trivia, because I'm in that kind of mood here. Why don't we do that to kind of stir it up a little bit. All right, I remember this. I guess I'm a child of the 70s and 80s, to say the least. But which car? Here's the question for you, Matt. Get ready. I think a lot of people are going to call in on this one. Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its rich Corinthian leather seats? Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its, I can't do him, his rich Corinthian leather seats? He, of course, was in the show Fantasy Island with, what was the little guy that passed away there? Tattoo The one who would do da plane, da plane. Yeah, that one I can't do too well either. The telephone number is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Which car did Ricardo Montalban promote for its rich Corinthian leather seats? Have you ever seen these rich Corinthian leather seats? I had a friend in high school that actually had one of these vehicles in used form, and it was made for a lot of years. I actually had an aunt that had one. My aunt Jerry's husband, Vincent, they had one, a gold one. The rich Corinthian leather. Somebody's got to do it better than I am. Ricardo Montalban promoted this line of vehicles, this particular car from this particular brand because of these seats. So let's open up the phone line at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or you can email me, and I truly mean that. You can email me anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I love hearing from you guys, and if I can help you out, if you're in the market for a new or used car and want to bounce a choice off me, I would love to hear from you. So please give us a call or shoot me an email, 855-660-4261. And as predicted, the phone lines are going crazy here at Auto World. So why don't we go to the first caller that called in. And the first caller is in Wisconsin, and his name is Bill. Bill, welcome to Auto World. Thank you very much for joining us. Whereabouts are you hearing us in Wisconsin? Do you know what station you're listening to?
I do not. I do not. Okay. It's in Shell Lake.
All right. Fantastic. Well, we so appreciate you being on board with us.
Sure.
So what do you think here? Do you remember this famous commercial with Ricardo Montalban promoting this particular
I'm
vehicle?
Not sure. I think it might be the Chrysler Cordoba.
Yes, it is the Chrysler Cordoba. You're 100% correct. And can you do Ricardo Montalban better than I?
I'm not even going to try that, no.
How about the other guy that I know has passed on, Tattoo? Can you give us a little Tattoo?
I'm not going to try that either.
You're a smart man, Bill. Hold on for Matt and give him your name, address, and phone number. We're going to send you a couple of prizes. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There is no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Want a clean, shiny car? Try the latest new technology. Wash Drops. No hose, no rinse. All you need is one bucket of water. Wash Drops' advanced scientific formula is amazing. Simply wash with a clean sponge and wipe dry. Buy Wash Drops today exclusively on Amazon.com. Check out YouTube and WashDrops.com. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer.
In stock and ready to ship anywhere. BensDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out BensDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click BensDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on BensDiscountSupply.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
We're back live here all across North America. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to continue to play trivia in this hour. We have a bunch of people on hold. Everybody stay right where you are. Joel, Mike, and Vangela, I believe, in Alabama. Please stay with us. The trivia question out there is when, this is brand new, when did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? What year did we first see cup holders arrive in U.S. cars? 855-660-4261, Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Joining us now live for a quick visit, because I know he's headed off to his next assignment, but he's been covering the Lake Auction down in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is Bob Sellers, the General Manager of Reliable Carriers, one of our fine sponsors and great supporters here of everything we do on Auto World. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Well, tell us a little bit about your first Oklahoma experience. I understand it was the first time visiting that neck of the woods down there.
That's correct. Yeah, we the nice folks at Lake had asked us on a number of occasions to come see what their auctions were about. We have a schedule with over 50 events a year, so honestly, we scrutinize new opportunities pretty closely. But we kind of had a break in our schedule, and so we thought this is their flagship event. So we thought we'd come check it out and take a look. And actually, it's been a great weekend. The people have been very, very hospitable to us, and not only the auction folks, but the customers. We found out that a lot of our regular customers are here, and we've got the chance to meet some new people. So it's been a great weekend, and the weather's been wonderful. And so all in all, great weekend. I'm just sitting at the airport getting ready to get on a plane and get back to Detroit. So
very cool. Yeah. I was chatting with Phil Skinner, the collector car market editor for the Kelley Blue Book, who is down there covering it, and he was telling me, not only there were a lot of cars, like 700 vehicles that went over the block, but also the fact that this event is held indoors makes it really quite unique.
Yeah, it is very unique. They have to, I think the number that they told us was 750 some cars, and everything's inside the building, which from a spectator standpoint is pretty nice. Although, again, if the weather had been a bit inclement, it would have been probably a nicer treat. But it's all nice and air conditioned, and it's pretty neat. They got all the cars inside, and they still had room for more. So my guess is they could accommodate a few more cars and still keep everything inside.
Let's talk a little bit about the differences between reliable carriers and some of the other transportation companies out there. I mean, there are so many differences. I mean, just beginning with insurance, let's talk about insurance. Let's talk about the rigs themselves. You guys just have state-of-the-art rigs, and they're so cool, Bob.
I mean, we do. We spend a lot of we invest a lot of money in equipment to make sure we get the job done right for the variety of cars that we're asked to transport. So we're constantly making improvements and constantly, if you want to call it, reinvesting in the business. I mean, we just had a chance to sit with our good friends at General Motors, our largest client. We're reviewing things. And it's not until you kind of sit down and look at things that even we surprise ourselves. Well, the last 3 years, we spent $29 million on new equipment. So we continue to invest in new tractors, new trailers. But our trailers in particular are incredibly unique. I mean, by the time we're done with them, it's almost $200,000 worth of equipment sitting there with articulating decks and lift gates and all the things that we have in there, air ride suspension, to make it as easy and as great for a car to travel across the country as we could possibly make it.
And one of the cool things, number one, you're covered with a rather large amount of insurance for just a regular load, and you are just a phone call away from being able to up that ante. And also the fact that you offer a variety of different transports. You have the enclosed transports and the open carriers and the low boys and the fifth wheels. But let's point out that insurance difference, because that
it's a huge difference. I mean, we carry $5 million worth of cargo coverage on every trailer that we operate, and that's five times our nearest competitor. And to your point, you alluded to it earlier. I mean, with a phone call in about 2 minutes, I can go to $10 million if I have to. So, you know, when you're hauling some of the collector cars and prototypes, some of the things that we're asked to transport and honored to do so, an important piece of that is obviously the expertise to know how to do it, but more importantly, the peace of mind that people derive by the fact that, you know, God forbid something should happen. And I tell people all the time, I would love to tell you that we're perfect, but we're not. Every now and then there's an oops that happens, because the one thing that's involved in this whole thing is the human factor.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, that's another important piece of this thing. And the human factor for us is that, you know, we believe we've got the best drivers in the business. Again, that opportunity to review things with our friends at General Motors, the average age of our driver is 52 years old, and the average tenure with us is at 9 years. So we've got experienced guys that know what they're doing. And if they don't know about something, there's 300-plus guys out there that they could call somebody and say, you know, have you hauled a Duesenberg lately? And they can tell them exactly what to do. So it's a combination of, you know, the experience of our folks, the capacity of our fleet in terms of just the number of pieces of equipment we have, the variety of the equipment we have, backed up by the insurance that makes us really, I mean, head and shoulders above anybody else that would attempt to compete with us.
So true. And you not only, of course, haul vehicles to auctions and from auctions, but for lots of folks who are relocating, and this is not uncommon in today's world, lots of times people get transferred, and also for people who summer or winter in different areas of the country, you can provide those services. You provide those services as well, and the really cool thing for the consumer, they can actually track where their vehicle is along the way.
Correct. Every piece of equipment we have is tracked by a GPS satellite system, so we know where the truck and the cars are at any given moment. You alluded earlier to people relocating and or what we refer to in our business as snowbirds, people that winter in places that are a little bit more pleasant than perhaps Boston or Detroit or whatever in the wintertime. So, and that's a huge piece of our business. A lot of people go away for 3 or 4 months in the wintertime, and they prefer to have their own car. And in addition to that, with it being in an enclosed trailer, They can load those cars up with the personal items, clothing, and whatever. That's not something you can do putting it on the auto train or putting it on an open carrier. You would never think of doing that. So, again, it offers a little bit different service, but an enhanced service for people that are looking to do those sort of things. I mean, kids going to college, again, you can load that car up. And trust me, I've seen some of these cars, and there is everything in there, including the kitchen set. So
that's great, Bob. Before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out proper web address as well as telephone number, and of course you guys are on Facebook and Twitter and all the social media sites as well, but what's the good old-fashioned phone number?
The best number to reach us is our main 800 number is 800-521-6393, and of course our website is pretty easy. It's reliablecarriers.com, and that's I'm pretty proud of our website. I think it's pretty informative. It's also very interactive. There's a lot of pictures on there about the vehicles and the events we do, a lot of things about our drivers, a lot of things about our charity. We do a lot of things for charity. Tom Abrams, who's the president of our company and owner, is a big believer in giving back to the communities that we get a chance to participate and be in. And I should take a second just to tell you that here in Tulsa this weekend, we discounted our rate by 10%, and the 10% of those proceeds of every car we transported was going to the American Red Cross here in Oklahoma to help some of the folks who were challenged by the weather that's rolled through here the last few weeks. And Tom has been gracious enough that in addition to that 10%, whatever that number ends up being, and we're still booking cars, he's going to match with 10% out of his own pocket. So we'll be
fantastic.
Donating that to the American Red Cross here in Oklahoma to help the folks that have been less fortunate based on the tornadoes and things that have come through here.
So fantastic. Great news, Bob. And I know you got to run and catch a plane, but we'll get you back with us real soon. Thank you so much, my friend.
Wonderful, Bob. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you. He's Bob Sellers. ReliableCarriers.com is the website. Don't go away. We're coming back with lots more.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla.
I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?
And now, back to the show with the highest octanes, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back live all across North America on great radio stations around the world via the internet, GCNlive.com. Also, you can check out our podcast at GCNlive.com, and we also have another podcast which includes Auto World called AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com on the iTunes Music Store. We got a trivia question out there, and a bunch of people have been calling in because it's a rather unusual question. And we love playing trivia here on the show. And not only are we giving you the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage folks, but also we're giving you some free samples of wash drops. So you're going to win twice. Definitely pick up that telephone. Give us a call at 855-660-4261. The latest question I have out there is kind of a funny one, because today we take it all for granted. But there was a time when cup holders didn't exist in U.S. cars. I mean, there were places to put drinks in cars, but they weren't official cup holders. But when did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? Let's go first to Mike in Iowa, listening on KXEL. Mike, on line four, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. You asked that one after I dialed in, so I don't know that one.
I want to take a wild guess. What do you think?
I don't know, 1990.
1990. All right. Well, you're not that far off, to be honest with you. How about your favorite dream car, new as well as classic?
I have two that I own. One is my Dodge Dakota convertible.
Oh, yeah.
And my Honda Insight, which is okay when the batteries work.
Wow. So you were an Insight customer. What year is your Insight?
It's a 2000, first year.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah, the batteries get weak and give you all kinds of headaches, and it doesn't have an alternator, so it relates to that, too.
And it must be probably a pretty expensive endeavor to think about replacing that battery pack.
I haven't thought about it. They replaced it the first time, and I haven't done it since, so it's hard to know.
Yeah, well, it's a cool-looking vehicle, very space-age looking, no question about it.
Well, my Dodge Dakota pickup is my baby. I've had it for years, and it's quite neat, very rare, and most people don't even know they exist.
Oh, absolutely. That is a rare piece. I would definitely suggest, Mike, that you hold on to that one and keep taking great care of it.
I've only had it 20 years.
Very good. Well, excellent. Well, Hang on, and we're going to give you some of that wash drops that I mentioned. So Matt will get your name and address and telephone number for that. And we'll move on here to the great state of Alabama. And I think I got her on the air. Is it Evangela?
Yes.
Evangela, what a nice name, number one. Tell me a little bit about the origins of your name. Were you named after somebody, or where did your parents come up with that?
My auntie named me.
Oh, that's so nice. That's great.
I don't know what they got us on, though.
Oh, it sounds very pretty to me. So the question of the moment here is about cup holders, and the last gentleman there in Iowa said 1990, and I said he wasn't that far off. When did cup holders first arrive in U.S.? Do you use cup holders in your vehicle right now?
Yes.
Yeah, most people tend to use the cup holders. What year do you think they first came on the scene?
I would say 1987.
Oh, you're getting very close. Hang on, and we're going to send you the wash drops, but unfortunately that is not the correct answer as far as the cup holders. How about your favorite? What's your dream vehicle? If you could get a brand new vehicle, any kind, at any price, or a classic vehicle, what would you get?
A Honda.
A Honda, okay. Well, any particular type of Honda?
Accord.
A Honda Accord. Very practical. Excellent. Well, we thank you so much. Hang on for Matt. We're going to send you out some of these wash drops, and you can check it out. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or Bob at BobLongRadio.com. When did cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? We've had a couple of guesses here. 1990? No. 1987? No. But we're in the right decade. The 80s was the decade. So we've had a couple of somebody email me 1978. No, that's definitely not correct. Somebody emailed me 1973. No, they weren't even thinking about cup holders in 1973. So let's see if we can get a winner on this one, and then we'll continue to play trivia in this hour of the broadcast. And if you're going to be with us in hour number two, we've got Paul Eisenstein, one of my favorite guys in the automotive world. He was going to be talking about some of the big stories of the past week. So can't wait to talk to Paul in hour number two. Let's go next to Missouri and go to our next caller. And let's go right now and say hello to whoever that might be. Is it Caleb? Is that correct? Caleb, thank you for dialing in, and turn down your radio for us if you could, because you got to hear a little bit of delay or funkiness. So that's always a good thing to do if you call into any radio show. So how are things in Missouri today?
Pretty good, actually.
Oh, excellent. So what do you think, Caleb? When did the cup holders first arrive in U.S. cars? I've given a couple of hints. It was in the decade of the 1980s. Any idea on the exact year that cup holders first came out? And ever since then, we've seen an explosion of cup holders. There are some new vehicles, some minivans, some SUVs that have, oh my goodness, you know, 10 cup holders. It's kind of gone through, it's kind of gone to an insane level. But let's go back to the first year for cup holders. What year do you think it was?
1989.
Oh, 1989. Very good guess, but unfortunately, you two are just a little bit off the mark. What's your dream new car in your dream classic car?
Well, I don't know if I have a classic car dream, but I think if I had to get the car I want, it would be the newer Dodge Ram 3500 diesel, the coming turbo diesel.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of the Ram products, and yeah, they're really, really good. And the guy that runs that side of the fence for the Chrysler brand, Fred Diaz, president of Ram, is one of the nicest guys out there. And they've done such a great job. And the Ram has won a lot of accolades. It won the North American Truck of the Year, and it won the Motor Trend Truck of the Year for 2013. So you're an astute gentleman coming up with that choice. That's a very good choice, and that Cummins diesel has just a ridiculous amount of torque. I think it's like close to 800 pound-feet of torque. So if you're you're low, you know, if you're lugging things around, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah, that's what I do. I pull big salt cutters all the time. So.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, that would be a perfect one for you. Well, hang on the line, and Matt will get all your information. We'll send you out some of this Wash Drops. Wash Drops is a very innovative product that I first learned about a couple of years back at the Las Vegas convention known as SEMA, Specialty Equipment Market Association. And basically, it allows you to wash your vehicle with without having to rinse it off with a hose. Never heard of such a thing. So it's amazing. I've tested it out. Mark Evans, who you hear on the show here, was with me in Las Vegas when we first saw this product, and we were blown away with it. And we've become friends with the company folks. This Marie Lady has been on the show a number of times, and we've given an award as far as the green product, because it is the green product of the year for Auto World. Because here's a product that you only need 1 ounce of the liquid, and it costs about $16 for a bottle. So it's pennies to wash your car, like 50 cents, give or take, to wash your car. And you can't do that with most car wash products, pennies on the dollar. Use just one bucket of water. You do one section of your car at a time, and then you don't have to dry it off. You don't have to hose it off, rather. You do have to dry it off, and it's non-abrasive. And the good thing, environmentally, you can dump that bucket of water on a flower bed or a vegetable garden, and it doesn't do you any harm. And we're in an era that lots of communities have water restrictions, and so you don't have to use a whole lot of water. Or if you live in an apartment and you have to park on the street, or if you live in a condominium and you have to park in a garage, you can wash your car in all different kinds of weather, and you don't have the hose breaking, which happens in cold weather states if you try and wash your car when it's a little bit too cold. Well, looks like we do not have a winner here on Cup Holders, so I'm going to give it out. It was 1982. That's when Cup Holders first arrived in U.S. cars. So if you're leaving us, we'll see you next time around. Otherwise, straight ahead, more of Auto World on the GCN and Automotive Radio Networks. I'm Bob Long. Thank you so much for joining me for this hour.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.